Thanks for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. Am I speaking to Timothy?
No, John. My name is Jonathan. I have Timothy. I was hoping you could help him out.
Yes, I can. Thank you. Hi, Timothy. Good day. My name is John, and I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. This is a recorded line. Were you or someone you know diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or one of its many subtypes after using the chemical, the weed killer spray Roundup?
Yes, sir, me.
Oh, Timothy, I'm sorry to hear that. Did you already get an attorney
Not a
to
problem.
Help? Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents in another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Correct.
Okay. And regrettably, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you know, by chance, there's 60 different subtypes. Do you know specifically the name of your subtype?
The type I have was B cell.
Would that be diffuse large B cell lymphoma? Or B lymphoblastic leukemia or B lymphoblastic lymphoma?
I just remember they told me B cell lymphoma.
B cell, okay. General, but not specific. So I'm going to put unknown for the time being. We'll be able to get that information from medical records.
Not a problem.
Have you had more than one diagnosis?
No, sir.
Okay, that's good. More than one is enough, right? And then you are...
Yes, I don't need no more.
I don't blame you. And then, Timothy, you are going to be filing this claim on your own behalf because you are the injured person. You're an adult. You're of adult age, so you could file this claim?
Yes.
Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Do you know the date of your diagnosis?
In October the 15th, 2020.
Okay. So just 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was and you're living today. And then how did you use... Do you want to answer that phone? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm at work at the same time. That's not a problem. Yes.
Okay, great. And then how did you use Roundup? Did you use it at home or at work?
I use it at home.
Okay.
Outside in the yard. I use the spray bottle.
Okay, and then what is the address to your residence where you used it? What was the address where you at that time, or if you're still there?
Yes, I'm still there. 20126 Northwest 32nd Place, Miami Gardens, 33056.
Okay. I'm sorry, but let me just get this. See if I have this address correct so far. 20126 Northwest 32nd
yes.
Avenue.
No, 32nd Place.
So 32nd Place, okay. And that's in what city?
Miami Gardens, 33056.
Okay. Okay, let me confirm. I think I have it now. 20126 Northwest 32nd Place, Miami Gardens, Florida, 33056.
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. And then is there anyone else that you know that has used Roundup in the past and was later diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, no, sir. Not that I know of.
And your diagnosis, how old were you at the time you were diagnosed?
40.
40? Okay. So your diagnosis was made when you were over 18 but under the age of 80?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, Timothy, what is your best estimate for the number of years you had used Roundup in the past? What's your best estimate for the number of years you used Roundup?
7 years.
7 years, okay. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that 7-year period?
I normally use it like one time a month.
Okay. So Easily, you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then this
Yes, of
phone.
course, yes.
Yeah, okay, got it. Okay. And then this phone number that I'm speaking to you on, area code 786-382-1209, is this a smartphone?
It's a cell phone, yes.
Okay. Are you able to connect to the internet and get email and text messages?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And you are a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to ask about other illnesses that you may have. If let me know if any of these illnesses apply to you. HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus. Any of those illnesses apply to you?
No, sir.
That's good. All right. And then have you re did you need chemotherapy for cancer treatment other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, sir.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
No, sir.
Okay. And your diagnosis was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. All right, now I'm going to be asking for your information. Your legal name is Timothy Moore.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Timothy, and then Moore is Moore.
Correct.
And is there a middle initial?
T.
T. Okay, and then do you have a suffix to your name? Junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No, sir.
Okay, and your gender is male?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your marital status?
Single.
And never married?
No, sir.
Okay. So as I mentioned to you, the law firm would request medical records, and they'll do that through a form called a release, medical release form, but we do need to put the Social Security number on that medical release that's tied to your name. Can I get your Social Security number, please?
My full social?
Yes, please.
Oh, I do not like giving that. Ooh, fire my credit and everything is perfect.
What's that? This isn't for any.
No, my no. Keep that. I'm sorry.
This isn't for any identity theft. This is for the law firm. They're going to have a medical authorization to release medical records. They're going to need confirmation,
Okay.
the medical records to show that you're diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So when the law firm submits this authorization form, it's going to show your name and your social. Because that's how actually how the hospital will go and check their
Okay,
records.
not a problem.
Okay, thank you.
It's 587
587?
07. Yes, 07
Okay.
2163.
2163. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 587-07-2163.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your date of birth, please.
February 19, 1980.
Let me repeat that. Make sure I have it right. February 19th or February 19, and that's the year 1980.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, so a lot of people became aware of this lawsuit through advertising, either on television or online. Is that how you learned of this lawsuit or this connection between your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and your exposure to Roundup? Was that also through marketing outreach through television or online?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what was it? Was it TV or online?
TV.
Okay. And then how long ago did you see that advertisement?
I saw that advertisement. It was less than, I saw it several times. I saw it like a year ago. Then the last time I saw it was roughly around 3 months ago. So I just got the information. I said, eventually I'm going to do it. So when I got there, I said, you know what? Let me stop procrastinating and just do it.
Okay. So I heard the first time you ever heard an advertisement would have been a year ago. Can I use today's date, 1 year ago, October 29th, 2023, as when you first heard of a connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. That's just an approximate time that when you made a connection. All right. And then what is your height and weight, please?
5'8", 160.
Okay, that's 5 feet, 8 inches, and 160 pounds?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, and then I will be sending you the legal form to sign that'll have the authorization to release medical records, as well as the legal agreement that authorizes the law firm to represent you and get you a settlement. But I'll send you copies of those forms to your email address. What is your email address?
It's TRUELIES305@yahoo.com.
Okay, I hear it to be TRUELIES305@yahoo.com. That'd be spelled TRUELIES305@yahoo.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. And then this phone number, I think we established 786-382-1209, is a smartphone. And this would be the best way to be contacted is through your phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then would afternoons be the best time that you can be reached by the law firm?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mentioned that they are going to reach out to you because I think I said that they're going to do a case verification call. Sometime between now and the next 14 days, they just want to hear it from you personally that you used Roundup in the past and then you were later diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Once they hear that from you, that's enough for them to submit the request for authorization for medical records and start working on your case to get a settlement. But they can't start without first hearing from you. That call only takes like a couple
of
minutes.
Not a problem.
Okay, perfect. That'll happen sometime between now and the next 14 days. Questions about Roundup usage. How many times per year would you estimate that you used Roundup per year now?
Per year, at least 14 to 15 times.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then when
Roundup will always be my go-to for weed killer.
It is. Okay. And then when did you start using Roundup, month and year?
I started using Roundup, as a matter of fact, August of 2013.
August of 2013. So let's say August 1st, 2013. When did you stop using Roundup approximately?
In 2020.
In 2020? Do you remember the month? Was that around the time you were diagnosed?
Correct, in October.
October 2020? Okay, so I'll put the last day of October. That'd be the 31st of 2020. And why did you stop using Roundup?
No, it wasn't because I had got tests. I had a test October the 11th, then I was diagnosed October the 15th. So it was like a little earlier in October when I stopped using it. It wasn't October the 30th, because I had got a test on the 11th, then I was actually diagnosed on the 15th of 2020.
Okay, so we can say you stopped using it the day you got diagnosed?
October 1st, yes.
Oh, October 1st, 2020, okay. Okay, I put you started using Roundup August 1st, 2013, and you stopped using Roundup October 1st, 2020, 7 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and why did you stop using it? Is it because of the diagnosis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, and how did you apply Roundup? Did you do it seasonally, yearly, or monthly?
I just done it monthly.
Okay.
Majority monthly.
All right, monthly. And then how was it applied? Did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, or a tractor with hoses?
Yeah, the hand spray, the spray bottle.
Okay, hand sprayer. Okay, thank you. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Sometimes I just had on a glove. That's it.
Okay, so gloves were used.
Every now and then, I randomly have on a glove because there's no playing in the garden at the same time.
Okay, so occasionally use gloves.
Correct. I need just one moment.
Your lead staff attempts to help you.
Yes, this is Elite. Not at the moment. I'm sorry about that. You're welcome. Hello, sir.
Oh, hi. Okay, Timothy.
Yes. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're okay. And then you used it. You applied it at home, and did you apply it in your front and backyard?
No, it's just a little park that I have a little garden at.
Okay, was it in your front yard or backyard?
It's on the side of the house.
Okay, you used that home garden.
Yeah, a little small home garden. Yes.
Okay, and how big of an area was it applied?
Between 10 to 12 meters.
Okay. Meters, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, so for this question, where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Used around home garden covering approximately 10 to 12 meters.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And you used it in the state of Florida?
Is that a house or is it?
Yes, sir.
And we've established this is in a residential setting. And your first exposure to Roundup, that was using it to kill weeds at home?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then your exposure to the product was direct as opposed to indirect?
Yes, it was direct.
Okay. And you personally sprayed the Roundup?
Of course.
And you were present?
Yes, I don't have no gardener.
Okay, that's right. And you were present during the application 100% of the time?
Yes, I'm only present to take care of my garden, yes.
Okay. And then how many exposures to Roundup do you think you had in your lifetime?
Ooh,
estimated, approximate.
Sorry about that. Give me just a moment.
What number comes to mind?
At least 93 times.
93 times? Okay. And do you live near
Correct.
A water?
Because I know I've done it. I'm sorry?
That's fine. Do you live near a water well?
A water well? No, sir.
Okay. Do you get water from a well? Probably not.
No, sir.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No, sir.
Okay. And what type of product did you use? Was it for Roundup, was it concentrate, or was it a premix?
I always use concentrate.
Okay. And when and where was the Roundup purchased?
I was going to Home Depot off of 55th and like 167th Street in Hialeah.
And do you recall when last purchase?
The last time I that was a while ago. That was in 2020.
Okay.
Yes, it was sometime in 2020.
Okay. Okay, purchased at the Home Depot and likely last purchased in the year 2020. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then do you have any proof of purchase information, for example, like store receipts or even credit card receipts or any photo evidence or video evidence of a purchase?
No, because 99% of the time I purchase it with cash.
That's all right. And then do you have any Roundup in your possession now? Do you have a bottle laying around at home or in the garage? Or?
Oh, no, sir. No.
Okay.
They're just like having an open bottle of ammonia. You don't know what's going to happen.
That's right. Okay. You got rid of it. Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get the name of your employer, please?
Elite Staffing.
Okay. And that's in what city?
Broward. Broward County.
No, I get what you're saying. No, I don't. So, I just have to get the
50
dates for which.
What city is it in? I've got Elite Staffing.
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida? Okay.
Yes.
It's asking for the address, so.
So, okay, so.
Oh, 4820.
And then how long did she.
North Hyattis Road?
4820 Hyattis Road.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Elite Staffing Partners?
Correct.
And the address is 4820 North Hyattis Road.
Road, correct.
Lauderdale, Florida, 33351. Okay, and then what is your job title there?
Account manager.
Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Due to the fact I'm a recruiter, I was able to work from home.
You're able to work from home? So you didn't miss any work for treatments?
No, because I'm on salary and I work from home. I'm always able to make calls. And then sometimes throughout the day, I don't have to work the full 8 hours. I just need to answer that call, and that's it. That's considered work.
Very good. Thank you. I'm glad you weren't able to miss work. Have you ever been in the military?
No, sir.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
Yes, a car accident.
Okay.
I mean, that was years ago.
Okay. How many years ago do you think?
Ooh, like 8, 9, a long time ago.
Okay. Who'd you sue?
The person that hit me.
Okay.
I don't remember their name, but it was a hit and run.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, 1 second. I'm making a note of our conversation here. Okay.
No problem.
And then,
so she started using that right after she was born.
So, for this question, have you ever been involved in a lawsuit? The answer is yes. Please describe, file the lawsuit to recover damages sustained from a car accident approximately 8 or 9 years ago. Is that fair?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No, sir.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Oh, a crime. In the last 20 years, no.
Okay, good. And then what is the name of the doctor that treated you, or pardon me, what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you or diagnosed your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Lewis Rangel.
Is it Lewis, L-E-W-I-S?
No, the other way, L-U-I-S.
L-U-I-S. And then how do you spell his last name?
R-A-N-G-E-L.
Okay, Ringel. And he's in what city?
Okay. Hialeah.
Okay, Dr. Lewis Rangel, MD, oncology specialist in Hialeah, Florida. I have him. He's looks like he's affiliated with Hialeah Hospital.
Okay, hold on.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And, this hospital, I went to Palmetto General Hospital.
Palmetto General Hospital? Okay. And is that where you were diagnosed? Palmetto General Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so it's Dr. Lewis Rangel. And
I know you were saying some of the symptoms that she
Palmetto Hospital. I've got Palmetto General Hospital on West 68th Street in Hialeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. That's where you were diagnosed. Is that also where you were treated?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the, was the treatment under the direction of Dr. Rangel?
I believe so, yes.
Thank you. And I've got a phone number for the hospital at 305-823-5000. Does that sound right to you? I got that from the internet.
Yeah, I don't know the phone number.
That's okay. But where you were diagnosed and where you were treated was the same location, Palmetto General Hospital under Dr. Lewis Rangel?
Yes.
Okay. And then how has the diagnosis impacted your life? Would you say adversely, negatively affecting your health, your emotional well-being, as well as your financial well-being? Or just
yeah, emotional just and financial. I just wasn't able to make overtime. Yeah, adverse.
Negatively impacted physical, emotional, and financial health. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, instead of health, I'm going to put well-being.
No, not a problem.
Thank you. And then do you know if the hospital has medical records to show the diagnosis?
I'm for sure they should.
Okay, good.
Okay. Of course, if you went to the doctor, they supposed to give those records.
That's right, that's right. Okay, and then when did you begin treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was in October the 18th.
October 18th, 3 days after your diagnosis? Okay.
No, sir.
Thank you. October 18th. 2020. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Did you have a stem cell transplant?
I know I had chemotherapy.
Okay.
That's when they had did something with an IV in my vein. Then I had an immunotherapy.
Okay. And then did you have to undergo radiation treatment?
I'm not sure what radiation. I don't think so.
Okay. What about surgery? Did they have to do any surgery to remove any cancer?
No, sir. Not from my knowledge, no, sir.
All right, and then what about your address? Are you still living at that address where you use the product?
Yes, sir.
20126 Northwest 32nd Place?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is that a house, not an apartment or a townhome or a condo?
Correct, it's a house.
So there's no unit number, in other words.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And then we're almost done. The law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Yeah. They typically only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
I can list David Johnson, and no, he don't live with me.
Okay. And is David D-A-V-I-D?
Correct. And last name, Johnson.
J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Correct.
Okay. And what is Mr. Johnson's phone number?
754-273-5613.
Okay. Let me repeat that. Area code 754-273-5613.
Yes, sir.
And do we have permission to contact David Johnson?
Yes, sir.
And his relationship to you?
That's my cousin.
Okay, very good. All right. So, Timothy, I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, that your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup, but you do meet the criteria, and I'm pleased that you let me help you get signed up. The law firm that's going to be representing you would be Pulaski Kirker. I will be sending you a text message in about a minute or two. That text message will have a link to DocuSign so you can sign the legal agreement electronically, as well as the authorization to release medical records. And remember, the law firm will represent you on a contingency basis. That basically means that they don't get paid unless they're successful in recovering damages. That's money for compensation. If they're unsuccessful, you don't owe the firm anything, okay? If they're successful,
okay, no problem.
The contingency amount is 40%, so you keep 60%. The firm gets 40%. That's standard for personal injury mass tort lawsuits, very standard. Before I send out the agreement for you to sign, I want to just take a moment to confirm the information, especially the stuff that's going to go on the forms. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's. Thank you. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on October 15th, 2020, after being exposed to Roundup. You're filing a claim for yourself. And your name is Timothy T. Moore, M-O-O-R-E. We confirm the spelling of your first name, your middle initial and last name. Your social is 587-07-2163, date of birth February 19th, 1980. We've confirmed your email address and your phone number. And we completed the questionnaire. Everything looks good.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm just reviewing the notes here.
Okay. Okay, not a problem.
We're almost done.
No, not a problem.
Yeah, everything looks good. Sorry for the silence. I'm still reviewing.
No, not a problem.
Thank you. Okay, the document is being reviewed now. Thank you, Timothy, for your patience.
Not a problem.
Done. Have you ever signed documents electronically using your smartphone?
No, my computer before, yeah.
Okay. Good. So it should go very easy. Once we're finished signing, we're all done. But even though we're going to be done with our phone call, don't forget that the law firm Pulaski Kirker is going to be reaching out to you to do the case verification sometime between now and the next 14 days. Okay, so by now,
okay,
you should have received a text message with the link for the forms to sign. And like I said, once we're done signing,
just
we're
a moment.
Done.
Yeah, I think I just got some kind of text message.
Okay, perfect.
Just a moment.
Sure.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I see a DocuSigner.
Okay, perfect. You're going to click that link, agree to text messages, and then it's going to say review and act on these documents. And it's pretty self-explanatory. But I'm on standby just in case if you have any questions or need help.
Okay, I finished.
You did? Okay, let me take a look at it. I see that you have. Timothy, we're just about done. Don't forget about the phone call, the case verification call from Pulaski Kirker. Now, if I could direct you back to your text message history, I want to confirm that you received a text with my contact information.
Yes, John Mara.
Yes, correct. That's me. So I'm going to ask if you can just save me to your contacts. I am the gentleman, the person that got you signed up to receive a settlement from the Roundup lawsuit. Remember, the law firm is Pulaski Kirker. I've sent you a link with their website as well as their phone number. Remember, they're going to be reaching out to you sometime between now and the next 14 days to do that quick, very quick verification. They just want to hear that you did use Roundup yourself. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on the date, and that's it. And then once they verify that with you, then that's like a green light that they can submit the request for medical records. Once they get that, they can start negotiating with the makers of Roundup for your settlement that's specific to you. Make sense?
Okay, great. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Timothy, if you have no other questions, I want to say thank you for letting me help you. And I'm sorry that for your unfortunate circumstances, but I'm also pleased that you're here today and you're doing much better. And you've got legal, have legal representation.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And I want to wish you a good rest of the day, okay?
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.